Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, good people. It's a beautiful day to be alive, and I welcome you once again to the Winning Every Day podcast, the place where we power up our faith, renew our minds, and prepare to conquer the day through God's Word. I'm so excited you're here, and I truly believe today's message is going to lift a weight off someone's heart. So wherever you are, driving, getting ready for work, or simply taking in a moment of peace, I want you to lean in. Today's topic is living in God's grace, freedom from guilt and shame. Yes, it's time to finally shake off that burden and walk freely in the love and forgiveness of God. Our Bible text is from Romans chapter 8, verse 1, which says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." Let's start with the powerful story of Peter, one of Jesus' closest disciples. Remember Peter? Bold, passionate, full of energy. Well, after boldly declaring that he would never deny Jesus, Peter did just that three times, and right at the moment Jesus needed his loyalty the most. Can you imagine the shame and guilt Peter felt after the rooster crowed and he remembered Jesus' words? Luke 22 verse 61 to 62 tells us that Peter went out and wept bitterly. That wasn't just sadness. That was deep remorse. But here's the beauty of grace. After the resurrection, Jesus didn't cancel Peter. He didn't shame him. Instead, he met Peter at the shore, cooked him breakfast, and lovingly restored him three times for the three denials, John 21 verse 15 to 17. Isn't that amazing? Family, can I ask you a question? Are you living under the heavy shadow of your past mistakes? Are guilt and shame whispering lies to you that you'll never be good enough for God? Let me encourage you today. God's grace is greater. His grace is not a reward for the perfect. It's a gift for the honest. When Paul wrote in Romans 8 verse 1, "There is no condemnation for those in Christ," he meant that your guilt has been canceled, not overlooked, canceled. The charges were real, but the blood of Jesus has paid the price. So why do we still hold on to guilt like it's a badge? Let me ask you again. Are you carrying guilt that Jesus already carried to the cross? If yes, today is your day of release. Listen, grace doesn't ignore your failure. It overcomes it. To the person who feels like, "God can't use me anymore," remember Peter. He went from failure to preacher, from denying Jesus to declaring him boldly on Pentecost, where 3,000 souls were saved. That's what grace does. God doesn't just forgive you, he restores you. 1 John 1 verse 9 tells us, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So why not receive it today? Think about this. What guilt are you still holding on to? What shame are you allowing to silence your voice or limit your purpose? Now imagine what life would feel like if that burden was lifted. That's what Jesus came to give you, not religion, not rules, freedom. As you go today, take time to speak to God honestly. Confess what's on your heart, and then receive his forgiveness without hesitation. Then do this, forgive yourself. That's often the hardest part, but it's necessary. Walk in the mirror, look yourself in the eye, and say, "I am forgiven. I am free. I am loved by God." Say this with me boldly. "Today, I walk free from guilt and shame. I am no longer bound by my past. God's grace is enough for me. I am restored, renewed, and ready for purpose. I am winning every day in Christ." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your amazing grace. Today we surrender our guilt, our shame, and our past into your hands. Help us to live in the freedom Jesus purchased for us. May we walk with boldness, joy, and peace today, knowing we are loved, cleansed, and restored. Let this day be a new beginning for someone listening. Guide every step, open every right door, and fill our hearts with your Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone. Don't keep the good news to yourself. Let's help others live free too. Until next time, stay encouraged, stay inspired, and remember, you're not just going through life. You're winning every day. God bless you richly.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.